Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK. Good to hear your nice dulcet tones, Laurie. Hope the week's going well down there in Melbourne, mate.
Yeah, no, it's been great, Adam. We've had a good couple of days. Obviously, you've got a captain's run this morning, but I tell you what, plenty of people are interested in Winx's little gallop this morning.
Yeah, she went around at Rose Hill this morning in front of a pretty large media contingent. She had a little spin around Rose Hill. Wasn't asked to do too much, obviously. Her main gallop, as you guys mentioned a few minutes ago, was on Tuesday morning, so it's all systems go now. The countdown's on to Saturday and the Apollo Stakes. And I heard you guys mentioning about a couple of big bets being placed with the tab already on Winx to win this Apollo Stakes. One punter has had $250,000 alone on Winx in a couple of separate bets. Had a $150,000 bet, then rolled up against another $100,000 bet. It's remarkable, isn't it, this punter, TK? This keeps launching in, just reinvesting the winnings. But I suppose you're in a good thing. He thinks he might as well keep going.
Yeah, look, and I'll find out throughout the day, but I'm pretty sure it's the same person who's been on Winx the entire way. I used to be on Winx when it was racing against Navy SEAL, and Navy SEAL used to
didn't
be
you get
it.
Off Winx or you
yeah,
back
of course.
Winx?
I said I'm sick of backing this thing.
TK thought Winx was not a bad horse. He thought she had something, and then she lost, and then he jumped straight off.
You remember
off.
That? He used to get beat by Navy. Was it
first
Navy SEAL?
First seal.
It was first seal, yeah. Wasn't it? I used to think, I'm sure this horse is a better horse than that. Anyway, it was nice to be proved right at the end, I guess. Yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable. Mate, what about this All-Star Mile? We see Pat Webster, the trainer of Happy Clapper, who's actually taking on Winx come the weekend. He's worried about not getting a start in this race, despite Happy Clapper's great record.
Well, he's going to need a wild card, isn't he, TK? Because voting closes on Monday. Yeah. He's so far out of the top 10 equation at the moment, unless a couple of thousand people jump on and vote over the weekend, he's not going to be in the top 10. So we need a wild card. You'd think, all things being equal, he probably will get a wild card. I suppose helping his cause is the fact that Elise has suddenly surged into the top 10. She's registered a lot of votes in the last few days, so she's safely entrenched in the top 10 there at the moment. But there's still so many class horses sitting on the fringes outside that top 10. We've got the likes of Land of Plenty. We've still got Tom Melvin, Mystic Journey, the really smart Tasmanian horse. So you'd like to think that Happy Clapper is going to get in the race, and I heard some comments from Amanda Elliott, the VRC chairman, yesterday suggesting that Racing Victoria and the clubs will probably look to tinker with the concept next year. I think that rating of 70 has just been a little bit too low, and we've discussed ad nauseum the last week or two, the fact we're probably going to have a pretty ordinary field for a $5 million race. Hopefully they'll be able to massage that concept for next year.
Yeah, what are they going to do down here in Victoria at Flemington on the weekend, mate, after the races?
Are you staying down there, Lowe's, to go to the races on Saturday? It's a big day down there in Flemington on the weekend.
No, I'm coming home, mate. I'm coming home.
He does go home eventually sometimes.
He's got to visit the family every now and again, doesn't he, TK? Yeah. They're looking at doing some trials, Laurie, after the last there at Flemington, which is fascinating. It's a big Group 1 day, obviously the Lightning Stakes down there. And VRC are looking to promote some twilight racing next summer. They're looking at maybe the Oaks program being shifting to the twilight time slot. They're looking to do some stuff with New Year's Eve as well. So the big issue they've got, and it's been raised by some of the jockeys, is the way the sun sets down there at Flemington late afternoon, early evening, sometimes can be right in the faces and the eyes of the jockeys as they swing into the home straight. So they want to conduct a couple of trials after the last race there at Flemington on the weekend, just to test where that sun sort of sets and how sort of practical will be for the jockeys. But I think it's something they're really looking to push the VRC to try and get some twilight racing up next summer. And this, I suppose, probably be the first serious step towards doing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's proved so successful. Those night meetings have been fantastic for Canterbury. They're a huge success as well. And we saw the great effort down there at Warwick Farm last Saturday with the English Millennium as well. So it's good to see everybody looking to try and maximise and reinvigorate the industry all the time. So we've got some exciting concepts coming up. Good on you, Adam. You're not coming down for the Indigenous game?
No, I won't. Okay, I'm stuck in Sydney this week, but looking forward to watching some footy finally on the box on Friday night.